Fred, first of all, tell me your name, where you work, and what you do.
I'm Fred Bilo. I'm a professor of crop physiology in the Department of Crop Science at the University of Illinois.
Well, first of all, I'd like to ask you about what is the kind of main message that you've got here for growers who are attending this learning center?
Well, what we're trying to do is educate growers on management factors that they can use in combination to help improve their yields and to mitigate a yield penalty that often occurs with corn on corn.
So looking at that, which I know is probably on a lot of growers' minds right now, what are some of the main factors that are going to affect how well they're going to get yield out of that situation?
Yeah, I guess the biggest factor that determines the yield penalty of corn on corn is what the weather does. And this may sound cynical, but it's the one that we have the least control over. You absolutely have to have the July rainfall. And then, with enough nitrogen available, sometimes you can lessen or do away with that yield penalty.
So how about looking at the type, which hybrid you might pick? Does that have an impact? And some of the other factors that would come into play, too?
Yeah. Hybrid makes a big impact on your yield, we've seen. A lot more than I think growers realize. It's probably the single biggest factor that they have control over every year. And so, yes, we've actually seen that the highest yielding hybrid on their rotated ground is also the highest yielding hybrid on their continuous ground. And that's probably because it's the same ground. And this means that it actually makes their life a little bit easier as far as what hybrid they're going to manage, because they're already familiar with the ones that they're looking at.
So assuming that they've done all they need to do to take care of weeds, for example, what else can they do in terms of chemical application that's going to have an impact on their yield, especially doing corn after corn?
Yeah, well, one of the things we're researching here, and I know a lot of people are looking at, is the possibility of using foliar fungicides on corn to control disease and to try and improve the health of the plant. The corn on corn plant is viewed as a little bit more stressed. So we're looking at that. And again, I caution everybody that I think those treatments are going to work best when the weather also cooperates and gives us the high yield conditions.
Well, thank you very much.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
And Fred, we really appreciate having us out here today at the Syngenta Learning Centers. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.